You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. A new partnership in the Twin Cities aims to help the next generation by forging new bonds and friendships. Family Fun Fest is coming up Sunday, February 26th at 3 p.m. at the Coliseum in Bloomington. The event precedes the football game against the Tri-Town Titans and brings together the Boys and Girls Club and the Bloomington Edge. Tony Morstatter, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club, says this is a great opportunity for the kids in the club. And Omar Kokar, owner and CEO of the Bloomington Edge, welcomes the chance to give back to the community and allow the players to be role models.
And so where better to start in terms of partnering with the community than the Boys and Girls Club? I went to the Be Great Breakfast a few months ago, and I was really inspired by the work that they've been doing. And someone who attended a Boys and Girls Club in Pekin, Illinois, growing up, it was a cause very dear to me, and that's why we decided to team up with them.
You know, every one of us at a young age wanted to be a professional athlete or had some kind of goal to become somebody in the future. A lot of our kids look up to professional athletes, and I think this is a great way to give them that connection, have that ability to speak with players, you know, and experience it firsthand. So I think it's a great opportunity.
How do the players feel about getting involved with the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, they're thrilled about it. And last year, as we took over in our first year of ownership, we contributed to a lot of programs in the city, including the Elevate program at Irving Elementary. And the players' feedback to me was, you know, how appreciative they were of the opportunity to be able to influence and mold younger minds and be role models to them, and to be able to interact with younger kids and be in a position where they can potentially mentor them or guide them in ways that in some cases they hadn't had on their own.
So are we looking at Family Fun Fest as a fundraiser, or is this just a chance for people to get together and have a good time?
Well, the beauty is that it's both. It's both. I mean, we really, my wife Nargis and I, we really see the Bloomington Edge as a platform for the city. I mean, it's something, we have a pro football team here in town. How can we make this fun, exciting? It's a family community. It's a great community that wants to do things. And so as we thought, you know, it's our first preseason game, why don't we create a family fun fest? And so that's why we're telling people to come a couple hours before the game, meet the players, meet the dance team, meet the coaches, get to know them a bit, get their autographs, take pictures with them. And then when they take the field a couple hours later, there's a lot more of a bond with the folks that you see out on the field. And in terms of partnering with Boys and Girls Club, you know, having their kids out at our game, our players will go out to Boys and Girls Club before the game, before, you know, a couple weeks ahead of time, and be able to interact with them in small groups and talk with them about what are kids' issues these days? You know, a lot of times, I mean, we tend to not, we're removed from that. And so players, a lot of these players are aged 22 to 25, and so I think they can relate a bit better.
There will be other people who are not necessarily involved with Boys and Girls Club who will be attending this game. Do you think it might be a good opportunity to get people interested in volunteering for the Boys and Girls Club?
Absolutely. You know, that's one of our goals as a club is, you know, just sharing our story. You know, we work with many different organizations in our community, and without the support of our volunteers, it'd be very difficult for us to do what we do for our members. So any volunteers that are interested, you know, we're definitely willing to sit down and speak with them and find in where their passion is, what their expertise is, and making sure that it's a good fit for both them and our organization.
So is this going to become a yearly event?
Absolutely. You know, hopefully it'll be a knockout success, and it could be something that we can build on. Tony and I have talked about this being a catalyst for something bigger. I think there's a lot of opportunity for fundraising at this event. While we don't have a specific dollar amount in mind, we've talked about how, you know, groups can sign up ahead of time by contacting Bloomington Edge. A portion of those proceeds, both group sales and at the gate, will go to Boys and Girls Club. We also have a post-game jersey auction where we're going to auction off the actual game jerseys. And that's a silent auction that starts at the first quarter. You can sign up, and so a portion of those proceeds as well will go to Boys and Girls Club. So there's a lot of opportunity to have fun and also do some good in the process.
That's Omar Kokar, owner and CEO of the Bloomington Edge, along with Tony Morstatter, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club in Bloomington Normal. The Family Fun Fest is Sunday, February 26th at 3 p.m. at the Coliseum in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.